Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. Now, Statistics South Africa, or StatsSA, says South Africa's gross domestic product, GDP, increased by 0.5% in the third quarter of 2025. That's following an increase of 0.9% in the second quarter of 2025. Let's speak to Joe De Beer, the Deputy Director General for Economic Statistics at StatsSA. Always so interesting to speak to Joe because he knows the numbers so well. If you have any questions about our growth figures, anything that you want to know, you can also tweet us at Kaya on Air is our handle. Please use the hashtag Kaya Biz, and you can also call in. Our phone line is 086-000-959. Joe, thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening.
Good evening. Thanks for the invite.
All right, let's talk about that GDP figure. What does it mean in simple terms, and what does it say, that 0.5% figure, about the health of the South African economy?
Yeah. Basically, it means that the economy is 0.5% larger than what it was in the previous quarter after we've stripped out the impact of inflation. Mm-hmm. So this is real growth. Let's say we were only manufacturing chairs. It means we manufactured 0.5% more chairs than in the previous quarter.
Mm-hmm. Just take us
the advantage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry to interrupt. The advantage of dissecting the GDP by industries, we can then also get a sense of where this growth comes from. Mm-hmm. And there are two interesting things that we see from today's release. And the first is that nearly all the industries contributed in a positive manner. It's only electricity that was a negative in the bigger picture. And then in terms of the most contributions came from agriculture as well as the mining industries.
Mm-hmm. If we can go through, you saying nearly all the industry showed growth, and then electricity was a negative contributor. We saw that decreasing by 2.5% and contributing minus 0.1 of a percentage point. What does that mean?
You know, it's always good for an economy to have growth that is broadly spread across all industries. If you have an economy that grows because two or three industries are performing, you run a risk that when those two or three top performers suffer a decline, then the entire economy drops. Mm-hmm. But if your growth stems from contributions from everybody, your risk for lowering the growth is a little bit less than in the previous example. Mm. And in our case, the negative came from the electricity, and we saw that in a decrease in the production of electricity, mostly from Eskom, as still dominant in that market. Mm-hmm. So it raises the question, but why are we seeing less electricity being produced, but we've had hundreds of days of no load shedding? So is that now contradicting or not? And the answer is also quite interesting, and it lies in different places. The first is that we become more energy efficient. The second is that many of the big industries that use electricity, such as the smelters, some of those have closed down. And then the third reason is increasingly more and more households or industries are generating their own electricity, therefore needing less electricity from Eskom themselves.
Mm-hmm. Let's stay with that issue of electricity and maybe step back a bit. You spoke about, you know, the decrease of production of electricity, but we haven't seen load shedding, thankfully. How have those electricity shortages that we saw in South Africa previously, and also challenges in the mining sector, constrained cumulative growth of our economy?
Yeah, I don't have a quantitative number to put to that, but I think the disruptions in power supply is very similar to disruptions in infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So if you have a mine or a manufacturer that is heavily dependent on electricity to produce and then dependent on infrastructure to get your goods out to the consumers, the moment those two factors, one is on the input side of your process and the other one is more on the sales dissemination side, once you have uncertainty there, it really makes it difficult for you to, for example, sign long-term contracts. Do you know whether you'll be able to produce in 6 months from now as per a contract? So this uncertainty made it very difficult for the large role players in the economy over the past few years.
Where we saw growth from? people were spending on transport, non-alcoholic beverages, water, housing, electricity, gas and other fuels. And that's all placed under what's called the household final consumption expenditure. We saw that increasing by 0.7%. How significant is that? And just talk us through those figures.
Yeah, you're quite correct. That's on the demand side of the economy. So we measure what households spend their money on. And this is now the seventh quarter consecutively that households have contributed positively to the spend on GDP. And it's those commodities that you have highlighted. But as an economist, we must also link up what is produced in the economy with what is spent on the economy. So, for example, if we see that households spend quite a lot on transport, mm-hmm. we can link that to increased manufacturing production on motor vehicles. And we've seen even now in this week, the new NAMSA sales figures, the motor industry is doing quite well. Mm-hmm. The household spend on food and beverages, one of the industries in within manufacturing that did quite well was food and beverages, as well as furnishings and the motor vehicles. And talking about furnishings, they had the highest growth rate for household consumption, 2%, which gave a contribution of 0.1.
Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to our GDP growth, I was trying to understand how, when we have stronger growth, and I'm speaking maybe more than 1%, but I think significant. I know a few years ago, 5% was the figure bandied about for us to really, as a country, see job creation increases. Just take us through, is there a point where if we have X amount of growth per quarter consecutively, we can see so much more of those things that I've mentioned?
Yes, the colleagues in the policy departments or many of the academics would model the amount of growth that they think will be able to make a dent in unemployment. But another metric is to say that you want your economy to grow faster than what the population is growing, because then the GDP mm-hmm. per capita will increase. So if we, for example, work on a population growth rate of 1.5%, it means that we would like to see GDP for an annual basis to grow by more than 1.5%, because then, in simple terms, there's more money going around per person that's in the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then as we wrap up, what is rebasing and why is that plan for 2026?
Every 5 or 6 years, we take a step back and then we do this rebasing and benchmarking that we talk about. Mm-hmm. But it's really an opportunity to revisit our statistics and to introduce data sets that are not available on a quarterly or even on an annual basis. So here we are looking at surveys such as the Income and Expenditure Survey that was released last year that formed the basis of the CPI basket. We're looking at the population census that came out. So we always juggle in the calculation of GDP between using monthly statistics to give us quick indicators of economic growth. But often the more detailed information only comes from surveys that are available every 3 years, every 5 years. So very often we then decide, okay, it's now time. There's enough of these periodic data sets. Let's take a step back and introduce all of them into the statistics and then revise the time series as needed.
Okay. Joe De Beer, the Deputy Director General for Economic Statistics at StatsSA. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz, as always, just making it so simple and easy to understand what's happening with our statistics. Really appreciate your time tonight. All right. In just a moment, we'll be speaking to Tina Manyanya. She's the spokesperson at Wonga about how South Africans are planning to spend hundreds of billions of rands during the festive season. Let me know your plans. Are you planning on splashing out? Are you going home, spoiling the family? Or are you going on an overseas holiday? Or has it been a bit of a shaky year and maybe it's time to have a staycation, watch something on the television or on your screen? You can share your plans with us, 063-688-0959 here on Kaya Biz.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.